Welcome to In Body We Trust, where we explore how trusting the wisdom of the body can lead to greater evolution, expansion, and empowerment. This is a place you can come to listen, learn, and see how cultivating safety and trust within can help you become the unstoppable human you were born to be. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant. I'm so glad that you are here, and welcome to the show. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am really looking forward to today's conversation. This is something I find myself discussing with people often, so I think you're going to like it. Today, we're going to talk about intuition and inner authority. Specifically, I want to talk about why no one else can tell you what to do. And I'm not saying that to perpetuate this hyper-individualistic way of being, because trust me, we need our people. We need community. We need co-regulation. We cannot do anything in a vacuum. Honestly, we're just not made for that. But I'm here to say that there is no other person, there is no framework, there is no course, there is nothing outside of you that can tell you who you are and give you this perfect map to step into your gifts. I want to share a personal story, an experience that I have had with thinking and feeling that other people can tell me what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. So when I first started my healing business, I was offering Reiki and breathwork sessions. I was seeing clients one-on-one in person, sharing an office space with a friend and fellow practitioner. I loved what I was doing. I mean, I still love what I'm doing, but I really quickly realized that this dream that I had of having more time freedom was probably not going to happen with this business model. I was essentially just recreating a 9-to-5 for myself. And I was a single mom. I was also working another job and just found it very challenging to be in person taking back-to-back sessions all day long. I talked to a few other coaches around town thinking maybe there was just something that I was missing, or since I was new, I just needed to figure it out. And I want to say that there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking people how they do things, asking for support, or even just researching, especially when you're new at something. But what I realized I was doing was I was trying to get somebody else to validate that I didn't want to work this way. And I wasn't getting the response that I wanted because I was talking to people that really found a rhythm that worked for them. This one-to-one in-person model was working for them. And so, of course, they weren't thinking about other ways to work. They weren't thinking about different ways to create their business because what they were doing was working for them. And what I was doing wasn't working for me. But what's interesting about it was that I didn't recognize that right away. So I instantly questioned everything I was doing. I shamed myself for wanting to have a sustainable practice that also allowed me to be with my kids more. My brain was like, you're wrong, you're bad, you suck. And I just continued to search outside of myself for somebody to tell me, it's okay if this isn't working for you. And honestly, I really had to come to that conclusion on my own. I needed to trust the sense and the intuition that I had that I wasn't trusting. But I kept just doing what I was doing and it didn't feel great. And then I also felt like an asshole because I wasn't in on the same feelings of the people in my community that I was talking to. So in true 5-1 fashion, I continued to do some research. I added a few more certifications to my resume. And in those trainings, I worked with leaders and coaches outside of the physical location I was in that emphasized the plethora of options of how to bring somebody's mission or vision into the world. And it felt like a sigh of relief. And it was like, oh, great. Now I feel so validated. See, all of those feelings that I had, all of those things I was thinking, it was okay for me to think those things. And those same coaches provided some examples, some frameworks that people could start with, which I then attached to, thinking, oh, here it is. They've got the answer. And I tried to emulate them. I assumed that since it worked for them, it should also work the same way for me, right? And it didn't. It didn't. I couldn't just build my business exactly like somebody else with their funnel and their framework and even their pricing, because it wasn't necessarily aligned for me. Just because it worked for somebody else didn't mean that it was the exact answer for me. And it took me a hot minute to recognize that me not being able to replicate somebody else's exact process did not mean that I was a failure. It meant that I have my own process. And the best way for me to find that was to look inward and to follow my desire, to follow how I wanted to feel in the world, in my business, in my family, in my own experience, in my body. If you're ready to trust yourself and the wisdom of your body, this is for you. Head over to www.inbodywetrust.com and check out my signature course, Reconnected. It's the ultimate guide to help you cultivate safety and trust in your body, to expand your capacity and presence in the world, and become the unstoppable human you were born to be. That's www.inbodywetrust.com to get started. And for a special listener discount, use the code PODCAST at checkout. Okay, let's get back to the show. So I'm going to sound like a broken record, but the first thing I had to do was tend to my nervous system. I had to get real with my fear of getting it wrong. I had to get real about my fear of being seen, of not knowing the perfect way, of my, honestly, like my fear of selling. And honestly, working with clients was never really the roadblock for me. It's always been the vulnerability of sharing my gifts with the general population. Like, oh my gosh, what is this person from middle school going to think when they see that I'm doing something different? First off, it's none of my business. But that's the kind of stuff that haunted me. And your block or your fear may be something entirely different. But I had to, and still sometimes have to, remind myself that I was safe and I didn't need to hide. I utilized breathwork on a daily basis to allow for the energy of these fears and these prior wounds that created these fears to move out of my system. My particular wiring and learned patterns orient towards the intensity of that sympathetic activation, the mobilization of the body. Like, that is where I go to first. Growing up in a dysfunctional home with a lot of yelling and emotional withholding can do that to you. So I created a lot of drama for myself that was truly unnecessary, mostly because I wanted to hide, and the way for me to do that was to find or create a bunch of reasons not to show up. And there's still days that I feel like I want to create drama just for funsies, but I can catch myself in it now, teaching my nervous system that it's safe for me to trust myself and my intuition has been a huge, huge healing journey. The journey of trusting ourselves is going to look different for everyone. But this is just a little snippet of what it has looked like for me. And let me make it clear, I'm not a business coach, but I do work with many solopreneurs and creators and leaders, because following your own path brings up so much shit. All of the conditioning, all of the limiting beliefs, and all of the shoulds really make themselves known, and supporting the nervous system and coming back to the body becomes a very essential part of this process. So I got to the point that I saw how this lack of trust in my knowing was really costing me. It was costing me my sanity. It was costing me my energy, my confidence, my mental health, so much. I mean, think about how much suffering you experience by second guessing yourself. Think about how much energy you invest in asking for everyone else's opinions, researching all of the things to the point that you just can't make a decision, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and even making consistent changes or pivots every 2 seconds. that shit is exhausting. And not only is it costing you energy, it's also costing you money at some point. How much would change if you could simply trust yourself? What would change if you could know without a shadow of a doubt that the advice of a guru, another certification, or a seal of approval from a quote-unquote expert is not what you need to finally trust yourself? And not to mention, those things are not the magical key to making everything come together for you. Knowledge is very helpful. I say that from experience. I feel much safer having all of the information. And it supports me, but there's also a fine line between having enough knowledge to feel confident in what I'm doing and using my quote-unquote lack of knowledge as an excuse to not step into my gifts. You are the answer. Self-awareness is the answer. Your intuition really is the magic. And you might not be able to build self-trust overnight, but it's absolutely available to all of us. So my kick in the pants advice that you didn't really ask for is stop shoulding yourself. Stop shoulding yourself and stop beating yourself up for being in this pattern of doubt. So instead, you can reconnect to your knowing, to your center, and drop the external expectations to be in the energy of you. Build that trust. Once you start trusting yourself, you have so much more confidence and emotional capacity, which feels fucking amazing. And it will keep you moving forward and it'll keep you coming back to yourself over and over again. Underneath the conditioning, underneath the embodied patterns, underneath the armoring, the somatic armoring, you do know what is correct for you. Even if you tell yourself that you don't, a part of you truly does. The next time you respond to something with, I don't know, ask yourself, but if I did know, what would my answer be? I guarantee something is going to pop into your head and just follow that. Be curious. Now, sometimes I have clients share that they're unsure of how to hear or feel their intuition, which is so fair and really important to acknowledge. There is so much external stimuli, even when we aren't seeking it out. The world is noisy. Social media is noisy. It's really easy to get taken out of our center. So that can often make it hard to decipher what is my intuition versus what is my mind or my anxiety. First, know that the energy or the voice of your intuition is not argumentative. It's not here to prove anything. It's often quiet, it's clear, it's calm. It can also just be this knowing that sometimes you can't rationalize. Whereas the voice of the mind is intense. Sometimes it's even yelling. It can be argumentative, like all of those fake arguments you have with yourself and your mind. It's trying to prove something. It might feel like force or pressure. And if you're tuning in, it's followed by some sort of body indicator that it's actually not in alignment for you. One really amazing way to tune into the unique communication of your body and your energy is through human design. And before you come at me, I want to just state for the record, human design is also not the answer. It's a tool, but it's a very powerful tool for discovering things about yourself that can support this journey back to you. And I know that there's a lot of information on the interwebs, on social media, that uses human design as a way to limit people. But human design is really not a tool to put you into a box. So if it or any other similar system or tool ever makes you feel limited or pressured to be a certain way, just run away, because that's not the intent. Human design specifically is meant to help bring you back into alignment with who you truly are. So real quick, anybody that isn't familiar with human design, this is a really amazing system that is like a map of your unique makeup. It shows the energetic flow within your body and your mind, like a blueprint for how you operate and interact with the world around you. And there's so much information regarding the conscious and unconscious aspects of you. It's a synthesis of a bunch of different ancient modalities: the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah Tree of Life, the chakra system, Western astrology, quantum mechanics. There are five different human design types or auras that are determined by your birth date, time, and location. And this information generates a chart and a body graph. And if you're curious about it and you aren't familiar with what your human design type is, you can get a free chart made online. The website that I really like is Jovian Archive, but there's a whole bunch. So if you just Google it, you can find one to get created for you at no cost. So there's a lot of components to this chart and tons of juicy info. But I especially love bringing awareness to the foundational aspects of human design when there's a lot of stickiness or cloudiness interfering with one's intuition and how they make a decision. These aspects are the strategy and the authority. So as I said, there's five human design types. So first, your strategy is informed by your type: generator or manifesting generator, manifestor, projector, and reflector are the types. And your authority is informed by your defined centers, which are the shapes that are on the body graph. Your strategy is directly related to your type, so it differs for a generator versus like a projector. But following your strategy helps eliminate resistance, this sense of like, oh, I'm stuck. I just like don't know how to move forward. So for example, with myself, I'm a pure generator, so my strategy is to respond. So it's really helpful when I actually have something to respond to. And I always judged myself and struggled with my challenge of just creating things out of thin air. I would get very frustrated by this for years and years. But when I learned that I'm more aligned in responding versus initiating, it was like this breath of fresh air. And I felt so relieved, and I stopped beating myself up for having this frustration every time I tried to initiate something or like create it just out of nothingness. And I began leaning into this strategy of responding, and it felt so supportive. So for some of the other types, the manifestor's strategy is to initiate and inform. The reflector's strategy is to wait a full lunar cycle before making a decision. And the projector's strategy is to be recognized and invited. Then, as I mentioned, the second piece is your authority, which is determined by your defined centers in your body graph. And this is a tool to help you know if something is right for you or not. It's separated into two kinds of authority, inner and outer. The majority of the population has an inner authority, which is this body-based knowing that comes before your mind can rationalize. So for myself, again, I am a sacral authority. As a pure generator, my authority is the sacral center, which communicates like a hell yes or a hell no that comes from my body. It could also maybe show up like a sound, like uh-huh, or just sort of this like guttural noise. So everyone receives guidance from the body, but this may especially resonate with generators and manifesting generators because we are specifically guided by the body and the aura response of yes or no. But having this awareness points you back to the wisdom of your body and of your energetics. It helps you to have the knowledge of what it feels like to be both in and out of alignment, of what it feels like to be led by your unique response to the world around you. And this information can be life-changing. I mean, the real key to using human design to support your life is to experiment with the information and embody your unique energy so that you can feel it for yourself in your own body. But the chart gives you the data. It gives you a place to start. It can almost feel like a cheat sheet where it's like, oh, okay, so based on my body graph, if my response comes from my sacral center, I should really tune in to those yeses and nos that I feel in my body. And then you get to try that on and see how it feels and if it's really supportive for you or not. And so much of being a leader, being a space holder, and also just being a human is leaning into the unknown and listening to the nudges of the body that guide you. Maybe it guides you to say something that you wouldn't have said to a client and it turns out to be the perfect advice. Or you feel led to make a decision that doesn't seemingly make sense, but ends up being wildly successful and leading you in a direction that you never could have imagined. And these are the things that happen when you are able to listen to your intuition and your inner knowing, because you are the magic. I can't teach you or tell you how, who, or what to be. You are unique and perfect and whole just as you are. Sometimes we just need to clear out the conditioning and clear out all of the bullshit and actually turn down the external noise so that you can really listen to yourself. And we need more of you, more of your you-ness in this world. We need more weird, more silly, more deep, more creative, more queer, more quirky, more alive and lit up humans being themselves in this world. Because by you being yourself, just that alone, your energy of being yourself, that gives somebody else permission to do that for them. They're like, oh my gosh, look at them being so uniquely them. They're not following the path. They're not following the status quo. I can do that too. Holy cow. It's liberating. It is empowering. We need more people being who they truly are. And I cannot tell you how to do that exactly. You have to trust yourself. So I hope that this inspires you to go be more of your bad self, to put all of your unique you-ness out into the world. If you're curious about human design, take a peek at your chart, find that online, and let me know what you are. What is your type? Let me know if it resonates with you, if it's something that you were aware of, that you looked into before, or maybe it's totally new. So send me a message or drop a comment on Instagram at inbody.wetrust so I can know all of the things about your human design. And definitely stick around for the next episode because I will be geeking out on one of my favorite topics, which is somatics and the nervous system. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. Before you go, don't forget to follow the show and leave a 5-star review so more listeners can tune in and learn to trust themselves. If you loved today's conversation, screen cap this episode and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at inbody.wetrust. I'd love to meet you and connect further. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant, and I will see you in the next episode.